for not doing it right, it was my obligation to show them how. So I did. Driven by fear and conceit, I set out to remake AA in my image. I am certain that if membership had depended upon being liked, I would have been expelled. After some time, I called my sponsor to report my progress. He stopped me short with a simple question. These people who aren't doing it right, are they staying sober? I admitted that despite their failings, they were staying sober. Good, he said. You have told them what AA is. Now it's time for you to listen, to figure out how they are staying sober. I followed that suggestion and began to listen. Slowly but surely, some wisdom and humility began to creep in. I became more teachable. I found God working all around me, where previously I was sure I had been alone. When I opened my eyes enough to see the miracle, I found that it was right in front of my face. I was growing in God's love. I was fortunate to have an opportunity to spend time abroad during law school. That was something I had dreamed of doing while drinking, but when push came to shove, I drank. Now sober, I have been in meetings in probably a dozen countries, and have always been amazed at the message that transcends all linguistic and cultural differences. There is a solution. Together, we can live soberly, joyously, and freely. My life has been one of great joy. I am now 33 years old, and God willing, in 1 month, I will celebrate my 14th sober AA anniversary. I am surrounded by loving friends on whom I depend and who depend on me. I have reconciled with my parents, from whom I had been estranged. My life is